Angie Austin and Mike Opelka. Better for you than a whole box of sugar-coated unicorns.
I'm Mike Opelka for the Angie Austin and Mike Opelka Show, and welcoming you to the Weekend Bonus Podcast. This week, we talked to so many great people, and we're trying to share some of the moments that you may or may not have missed during the week. And this one is a special one. It is my introduction of Angie to one of the regular guests from my former show, the guy we call the Supermarket Guru. His name is Phil Lempert, and you can find him at supermarketguru.com. He knows everything about the food business, especially the supermarket business. But today, he teaches us a lesson about a new trend in the stores and in restaurants, and he also gets to say hello to Angie Austin.
Hey, Angie, and in fact, what I'm doing, because this is the first time we're meeting, I'm actually wearing my purple guru robes.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I've always wanted to be a guru, and I love robes, but I always get nervous when people wear them because I want to make sure there's something underneath, because I heard about a judge once that didn't.
There's something underneath.
Now suddenly we've gone Harvey Weinstein on everybody. It's very unsettling for a brand new radio show. Angie, let me tell you, you said this yesterday when you were talking about your daughter was whining because she gets tired of grocery shopping. And you said, well, you never get tired of eating. And it is one of those things that unites us all, no matter where we are on political or economic spectrums. Food is at the center of all of our lives. And that's kind of where I view Phil. But he's the guy who's turned it into an incredible career that's taken him everywhere. But he's also a guy with knowledge. And Phil, yesterday we were talking briefly about a story that says grocery stores have suddenly become this hot social hangout. And you've been predicting this for years.
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, there are stories about people getting married in supermarkets because they met in supermarkets. But now it's actually called grocerants, you know, grocer from grocery store and rants from restaurants. And what we're seeing around the country, whether it's at Wegmans, who have 8 different named restaurants, we have Schnucks that on Friday night, they have music playing in the deli and they have valet parking. Mariano's in Chicago is the hot pickup place Friday nights at their Oyster Bar. I mean, Hy-Vee has their market grills. They've got over 110 of them, and they just signed a deal with Mark Wahlberger to have 20 Wahlburgers in their stores as well.
So Mark Wahlberg has a restaurant called Wahlburger?
Yeah, it's a burger restaurant. In fact, there's actually a TV show. They do it. I think it's on IFC. It's he, his brother, and his mom that are doing it. And also, one of the most exciting ones is a friend of mine, Shannon Allen. If you follow basketball, Angie, I'm not sure if you do, but Ray Allen was, I think, on the Knicks. I'm not a basketball guy. For years, this
for a
is
minute,
his wife.
Not too long. And, but yeah, Ray Allen's been around a while. Yeah, I didn't know this, though.
Yeah, so Shannon opened up the first fast food organic restaurant. It's called Grown. They have like 3 or 4 of them. But the most important thing is they've just started opening up in Walmarts. And that's exciting news for not only her, but for the industry when you start to see Walmart putting in fast food organic restaurants.
So the guy we're talking to here, everybody, and Angie's just met him, is my pal Phil Lempert, who runs the Supermarket Guru, and you can go to supermarketguru.com and pick up on all Phil's knowledge. But today, Phil has taught us a new word, grocerants.
Right, and Phil, I just want to, you know, I know we're new together and everything, and you're just kind of, you know, feeling me out to see if you like me or not, but I like the fact that you...
I like your hat.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's a Chicago Bulls hat. Thank you. I go all out for this show. Grosch-Rance, if you didn't tell me you were a grocery market guru, I would be like, Grosch-Rance, ew, have you tried that new Grosch-Rance? It sounds like a nasty restaurant. So again, it's a really cool new thing. It's not gross. It's a grocery store restaurant. And we have in my neck of the woods, I'm in the Rocky Mountain region, we have a lot of coffee shops in grocery stores. But the reason this caught my eye, it's sad to say, and I'm going to just out him, okay? I'm going to do it, Michael Pelka. We have a news guy by the name of Chris Barnes that we've worked with a lot over the years, and his social scene is so sad that he lives with his 92-year-old mom, not in the basement. He actually has an upstairs bedroom, and he his only social outlet is either taking his mother to the grocery store, or sometimes he goes alone, and he goes every day, and he knows everyone at the grocery store. He's the Norm from Cheers of the grocery store.
However, in all fairness, if you go into Europe, what you find is the same thing, where people have very small refrigerators, small freezers, if at all, and they go grocery shopping every day. It's probably the best way to go grocery shopping because you're not going to overspend. Gosh. You're just going to buy what you want to eat that day. And in Norm's case, he gets to see other people.
I bet people are actually, I was reading in this article that we were reading about the hottest social scene in town isn't the singles bar, it's the grocery store, that this dude met somebody by the Cantaloupes, which, sorry, I didn't.
Yeah. Okay, let it go.
Yes, they met her by the fruit section, and he said the next thing he knew,
they were any better than cantaloupe.
They were at the wine bar. I mean, how does that start? Like, how do you find a ripe melon? Could you help me with this? I really like your hat. I was wondering if you'd like to go to the wine bar. It just seems super awkward to me.
It's a natural progression. You stop off at the cheese bar, and then before you know it, you're at the wine bar. This all comes together.
It does. And it's a great thing. Keep in mind that, you know, we love food. We're passionate about food, especially if you look at millennials and Generation Z. And what better, safer place is there to meet than in a grocery store? Rather than going to a bar and somebody picking you up and they're half drunk or something. You know, I think it's probably one of the coolest places to meet people.
This is great news, and this is why I love talking to Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Phil, I hope you will come back and visit us again another day, maybe every week.
I would love to.